Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walden Galleria Management says on Sunday, there was an unauthorized after-hours event at Aloha Crab that led to violence. Cheektowaga Supervisor Brian Nowak says it's tough to prevent all the violent acts at Walden Galleria, but he says major incidents don't happen frequently.
When you have so many people concentrated in an area, whether it's public parks, events like the football games, any footprint where you're getting well over 10 million people a year in terms of the foot count that's going through the Galleria Mall, you're going to have certain incidents. And our goal is to get those numbers as close to zero as possible.
Nowak says there's no rhyme or reason for any violent episode at the mall. Pastor Joseph Giles of West New York Peacekeepers says they're there during the weekends, but also at schools and neighborhoods during the week.
We're there every day. So most of the students and the children that are out there coming out there doing that, we know them. And so it's a different look for when you have peacemakers that look like them that are engaged in trying to stop this fight. They soon break that up. You know, they don't, as a matter of fact, they try to avoid, and the reason is because we know their parents.
Does Giles think the Galleria is safe? Hear his answer online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.